We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight Pastor Luther Barnes. Pastor Barnes, how are you?
Doing great. How are you doing today?
I am doing great myself.
Wonderful.
Yes, it is. It has been a while since we've heard from you. What has taken you so long? Because you are the type of artist that can do it all. I mean, you can do the quartets, the choirs, the urban contemporary. Man, I love your music. Where have you been?
Thank you. Well, I wonder sometimes myself. I really got burnt out a little bit. I got a little burnt out putting out so much music in the past. And then I went through a transition when my father passed and started pastoring a church. And when you start pastoring, man, it takes a lot of your energy, a lot of your thought process, preparing sermons and all. And I just sort of got in that mood where I couldn't get into my music for a minute. You know, once I got my church established, it's been about 3 years now since we started. Things are going pretty good. And now I can concentrate a little bit more on my music. Yeah, so forgive me for taking so long.
No problem. What can we expect on the new album?
Well, we got a lot of good music, I think, on the album. More of the traditional style that you hear from Luther Barnes. Plus, we have a contemporary flavor to a lot of the songs, a lot of upbeat. The Favor of God is one of the upbeat songs, a little contemporary kind of a beat. And the title of the CD, because that's what we have. We have God's Favor. And we just more ballads. And we have some guests on there, my cousin Deborah, and I have my daughter, and some other people that you haven't heard before. That are singing on the project. It was a wonderful job. So it's a good project. Well, Luther Barnes, once you hear it, I think you'll appreciate it.
How far has Luther Barnes come from see what the Lord has done?
Oh, wow. I mean, that's been way back.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
I'm thankful because God has blessed me to have favor with people like yourself to play my music and all, the announcers and all. But production-wise, we've come a long, long way. When we started early on, I had good songs, but production wasn't what I wanted it to be. And I had to sort of, what's going on with me? I didn't have any power. I couldn't do a lot of say, so I couldn't do a lot of waiting time. I had to do it and do it quick. And so we did have the production levels. But now it's so much better now. And I look back on those songs. I said, "Oh, don't say that. Oh, don't even put that on."
Hey, I heard that.
But people still play it. It's still a good song.
Now, from your new project, will we hear something similar to "Lord, I'm Waiting"? So satisfied. It's your time. Anything within that realm or that range?
Yes, you will. I have the song they're pushing rap much now. God's Grace is very comparable to some of those songs you just mentioned. Also, I have a song that I like so much called Even Then. Even Then is a ballad of mine, a personal testimony, how God brought me through. And he was there when I didn't know he was there, when I thought he had left me. But he was there all the time, and he was working things out. It's a great, deep song. And I also have a song there called Stay Focused. Deborah and I are singing it together as a duet, kind of a thing. You and My God is a solo that I have on there of myself, expressing myself that God is the one that leads and guides me through everything every day. And I have some good upbeat songs as well. Old Saints Praise, you may want to check that out. It's a fast-moving, old-style church song that I think is going to do a lot for local choirs and people that follow Luther Barnes' music.
The Favor of God. It seems like the Favor of God has always been on the Barnes family and Luther Barnes.
Oh, yes. Yeah, just by we being around, man, I'm 62 years old, so I've been out here for a while, close to 40 years now that I've been full-time in gospel music back in the early 80s. When I started out, and I've always gotten favor in my travels, in my meeting people, record companies, putting out music. I remember when I first started, folk wanted me to make a choice between the Redwood Choir and the Sons of Jubilee, the quartet or the choir. And I had the favor that I could do both, and they didn't bother me whichever one I wanted to put out. I could alternate them or whatever, and they just let me do what I wanted to do, and that's called favor. Even at my father's church, he allowed me to experiment with the choir and do my songs and come in with new songs and things that he sort of like, I don't know about that one. But he didn't bother me. He allowed me to grow. And I thank my father for that. And that's just another example of the favor that I've had.
And as we said, you can do it all. But let me ask you this. Folks knew you from the quartet side, the choir side. Were you surprised when the song It's Your Time took off the way it did?
Somewhat I was. I knew it was a great song, but because I did it with the Jubilaires, and during that time, they were a little rough on quartets, you know, everything was choir, and so I didn't know how well it would be received being a quartet singing it, but it had such a strong message, so I was a little bit surprised, but happily surprised. We went to the Grammy Awards behind this song. We didn't win the Grammys, but we were there, and thank God for that. We also got a Stellar Award from that song, so very pleased that the song did as well as it did for the quartet.
Does that really, you mentioned being very pleased for getting awards and accolades, but how does that make one feel knowing that your ministry is great, but people are rewarding you for your greatness?
Well, we all like to be, you know, acknowledged and appreciated by our peers. That's a wonderful thing. I try not to get it out of place. I know that people will pat you on the back one day and they'll forget you the next day. So I don't put a whole lot into that. I just be thankful to God. But my trust is in God. He's the one that I know that I ultimately have to rely on. So I don't get too far out there with what people say. But I'm glad to hear nice things, but I don't let it go to my head.
Coming from Rocky Mount, North Carolina, did you ever think Luther Barnes, that name would be a household name?
Man, I tell you, I prayed. I remember being in Tobacco Field, Cotton Field when I was young. I didn't know that I would ever get out of Rocky Mount. But what I would do, I would go home during the lunch hours and things, and I would dream. That's why I always tell people to dream, and I would write down my schedule, my play schedule, my tour schedule, and I'd be naming all these cities that I wanted to go to. Tonight I'd be in New York, the next night I'd be in Atlanta, the next night I'd be in San Francisco, then I'd fly back to Philadelphia, and I it's sort of comical now, but God brought all those things to pass from a rural town in North Carolina. So only advice I would give anybody that dreams like that is to put your towns close together. Spread them out, and that's the way I travel now. I'd be crisscrossing everywhere, but I should put my towns more close together so I won't have to work so hard.
You were also in the school system, I believe, and I believe you're retired now. Am I correct?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, we're not retired, but I taught for about 5 or 6 years. And then my father recorded Russ Island Mountain back in the early 80s, and I stopped teaching to travel with him and Dennis Brown, and they did a lot for my career as a gospel singer myself. So I really thank them for leading the way, and sort of when I mentioned my father's name, they'll say, oh, yeah, come on in. We know you're a real Russ Island Mountain, you're a real Nephew Barnes. Yeah, they gave me a foothold to get in, so I left teaching in the mid-80s to go forward to gospel music.
The song Rough Side of the Mountain, when you were in concert, it was your father's song, but when you're in concert, are you asked to do it?
Yes, and we do it as a tribute to him, gladly. We have no problem. Most of our concerts, we add that particular song in it. We do a little medley of our old songs, and that's one of them that we pay tribute to my father.
Would you say, the question is, Are you a singing minister or a minister who sings?
Well, now I am a minister who sings. In fact, I've always considered my pulpit to be my song. So I've always been a minister in some way or another, always been a leader. So it's easy transition for me because a lot of people call me their pastor, even when I wasn't a pastor. They looked to me as their pastor. So I've always looked at my music as ministry. Even my title of my business, Luther Barnes Song Ministries. So it's not just the songs, but it's a ministry. And now I'm actually a pastor now, so it sort of turned the titles around a little bit. But it all goes together.
Now, with all that's going on in the world now, and I'm talking about you being from Rocky Mount, recently there was a shooting in Charlotte. Mm-hmm. What would you say, or what message would you say to young people who may be out in the street and they are hurt? Is there a message that you could say that may resonate with them?
Yes, I would say God has always been our refuge and our strength in a time of confusion, when we were mistreated, even as slaves. And all we have to do is just go back and remember and not flunk the test as to what we do and how we treat others. The Bible says, turn the other cheek. It says to love those that hate you, you know, to be forgiving. All of those things work. They still work. So we can't abandon that so quickly and just go the other way. God has brought us from a long way, and he's going to carry us on. And we cannot abandon what our forefathers knew, our grandfathers and our mothers and fathers, what they taught us. So we have to go back to that and not degrade ourselves in doing worse things that would not help us, but that there's a way, and we have to have patience with it. And I know we've had patience. We have to still have even more patience to know that God is going to have the ultimate reign.
Pastor Luther Barnes is our guest. Pastor, when you first started out, there was no social media, but now it seems like social media is everywhere. So how can folks get in touch with Pastor Luther Barnes? How can they put the favor of God in their hands? How can they connect with your music?
Yes, a simple phone number, 252-459-1140. I have several numbers, but that's the one that you will call to get to me. Luther Barnes Song Ministries. Also, you can go online, of course, Luther Barnes Song Ministries, or just type in Luther Barnes and information will come up how to reach us. Restoration Worship Center is my church, and come out North Carolina, welcome to come at any time.
Our guest, Pastor Luther Barnes, the legendary Pastor Luther Barnes, and talking about a hit maker, talking about he'll come to my rescue. We must be ready. Sometimes I'm burdened. Lord, I'm waiting, so satisfied. It's your time. And we can go on. And there's a song in the back of my head. It's something about heaven. I think you did. Was on the other
side? Heaven on my mind.
Heaven on my mind.
And then, I'm your whole son. Yeah, Jesus cares. Well, a bunch of songs
now. Oh, man. Luther, I tell you, you're one of my favorites. I got to tell you.
Thank you.
Love hearing your music. And I really, really appreciate you taking the time out to join us on the Gospel Spotlight. May God continue to bless you, your ministry, and your music, and anything you touch. Luther, it has been a pleasure.
Thank you so very much. Just pray for us. And keep us lifted up in prayer that God will keep giving us the songs to bless the people and keep us in his care. And we thank you, man. Thank you so much for this interview. And God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you. It is our guest. The favor of God is upon him, Pastor Luther Barnes, inside of the Gospel Spotlight. Again, thank you.
Thank you.